Thank you, Jessica, and thank you everyone, Kupevosi, and to everyone who is here. I'm speaking on behalf of the International Indigenous Forum on Biodiversity. Indigenous peoples have come to COP9 with an open mind, but with some hope that hearing and understanding that of the many injustices suffered as a result of nature conservation would forge partnerships with government and conservationists to correct this situation. However, we have been very disappointed this week as the week progressed. Indigenous peoples have been actively participating in the CBD since COP2. And under the umbrella of the International Indigenous Forum on Biodiversity, it was formally recognized in 2000 at COP5. But negotiations effort this week are assessed by Indigenous peoples as the worst so far. Even decisions on traditional knowledge to implement Article 8J and related provisions, which forms the pillar in recognizing Indigenous peoples' roles in biodiversity conservation, remain controversial. Participation of Indigenous people at this COP has been really limited by the rule that at least one party has to support text proposed by organizations in contact groups and friends of the chair. Deletions of proposed text so fundamental to our lives has been simply because it did not get the support from a single government was like a stab straight to our hearts. Even if there were support from a number of governments, the so-called consensus decision-making applied by the CBD has never been so damaging to us. Governments with uncompromising voice, with large delegations and who are English speakers, have like Canada, New Zealand, and even the EU this time, which has traditionally supported the Indigenous rights, now veto decisions. We see it in many contact groups. And text in key decisions addressing critical issues of Indigenous people, such as the alienation of Indigenous territories from marine and protected areas, climate change adaptation mitigation strategies, including genetically engineered tree plantations, jatropha or oil palm plantations for agrofuel, ocean fertilizations, has been one of those that has not been addressed. And we have been talking about recognition and protection of traditional knowledge and resources through our customary sustainable use and governance systems. But this has been immediately deleted or currently so weak, we are doubtful any party will actually pay attention to these decisions, let alone implement them. So the energies we feel have been more on the attention and swallowed by issues that are related to resource, access to resources and climate change adaptation and mitigation strategies. And finally, I just wanted to say that the only ray of hope for this process is the mention of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples in the decisions or preambles, such as the protected areas, forests, the ABS, and the marine and coastal biodiversity. Parties have, of course, also demonstrated willingness to support Indigenous peoples' participation in activities leading to the adoption of the international regime on ABS. We have also heartened that some of less highlighted issues like ecosystem approach and indicators have had some good progress. But Indigenous peoples, so we resolve this week that we will be firm in continuing to assert our rights over our own territories, to revitalize our own traditional systems. So we term it conservation by people, of the people, and by the people. And I hope that if you have any questions, also I have friends, in particular Adam Olemorabu from Tanzania. He had protected areas declared in his area, has really made much worse their life, displacement and so on. So we will be available for any questions. Thank you very much for this opportunity.